This is Dr. Simon Roydekin, clinic note from Miss Mary A. Rogers in Michigan. Today's date is 1/15/2013. Patient is a 76-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint, which is significant for number one, elevated blood pressure, number two, low back pain, number three, osteoarthritis of the L spine, number four, chest pain on occasion, number five, elevated CPK, number six, elevated LDL, number seven, elevated cholesterol, number eight, elevated triglycerides, number nine, left foot drop, post-surgery complication, number nine, status post-left total hip arthroplasty, for Dr. Gavioli, G-A-V-I-O-L-I, number nine, diastolic dysfunction, left ventricular hypertrophy, aortic insufficiency, tricuspid regurgitation, number 10, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure, number 11, thyroid nodules, non-toxic multinodular goiter, number 13, osteoporosis, number 14, left knee arthroscopic surgery. Number 15, correction, that's the right knee. Number 15, status post angioplasty, proximal left popliteal artery, per Dr. Halsell, H-A-L-S-E-L-L, at St. Francis Medical Center. Number 16, significant peripheral vascular disease of the bilateral or extremities. Number 17, wedging, compression fracture, T12 and L1. Number 18, vitamin D deficiency. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Patient has had a arthritis panel on 12/27/2012, which was unremarkable except for an elevated CPK. Going back on her chart, she's had an elevated CPK since September 9/27/2012, which at which time is 318. On 12/27/2012, it was 313. Last visit, her Zetia was stopped. I'm going to check her CPK to see if the Zetia affected this CPK, period. Basically, if the CPK has not been elevated, I'm going to restart her Zetia, 10 milligrams QHS, and pravastatin, 20 milligrams QHS. In light of her elevated cholesterol, I think the risk of elevated CPK and muscle damage are low compared to the effects the cholesterol may have on her body, i.e. heart disease, carotid disease, peripheral vascular disease. Going back, on July 2011, she had an elevated CPK of 233. She's agreeable to this plan. This patient's doing okay. Denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanomatachesia, diet, constipation, no sore throat, ear, cranial nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions. She wants a new brace. She has a brace on her left lower extremity due to foot drop. She seems to be tolerating the Ultram pretty good. Is controlling her low back pain. She still has occasional low back pain. We'll continue to recommend low salt, low cholesterol diet, increase exercise. I've given her a dietary sheet. She's going to watch her diet. Her blood pressure is elevated today. It was elevated last visit as well. We'll add a blood pressure medicine. I'm going to start her on some Kozar, 50 milligrams Q day. She's currently not on any osteoporosis medicines. We'll continue vitamin D. Previously, her calcium was elevated, so the calcium supplements were stopped, period. The patient has finished 2 years of Forteo. Started on Beneva 150 milligrams Q month.